You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO. I am Chad Holmes. Ian Welsh is off today. He went down to Chicago last night to see the Doobie Brothers in concert. So taking advantage of that, and hopefully he had a great time. We'll talk to him about that tomorrow. Here today, we get another opportunity to talk about a guy who knows a thing or two about bringing some famous acts here to Central Wisconsin. It is Sean Wright. Sean Wright, Executive Director of the Grand Theater, and also the Performing Arts Foundation of Wausau. Sean, good to see you again.
Yeah, good morning. Glad to be here.
Yeah, you say Doobies. Hey, I've seen them all the time. No.
Guys are great. Amazing. These many decades later, still out there filling arenas around North America.
Are you going south? Because I saw the Cardinals are in Milwaukee this weekend.
No, I think we'll pass on that game.
Another season you might, right?
Another season I might. Yes, I can think of things I'd rather watch than the Cardinals.
And also, I'm sure that this time of year you're busy as we get now towards the middle portion of September, as we kind of start to get closer and closer to the heat up for the new 2025-2026 season at the Grand. You've been into it, but yep, it's going to start to really start to purr, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we were just talking about the calendar in the office earlier this week and realizing, oh, this is the last Friday, Saturday, Sunday that we don't have a show or an event on at least one of those days all the way till Christmas. So we ratchet it back up and a few shows underway. But yeah, as you said, as we get into next week and then beyond, and especially into October, we are full speed ahead and until we hit that little break around the holiday season, which we will need after a very busy holiday schedule.
And then we've taught previously that this whole year is a little compressed, so yes, you're trying to fill it. In the end, do you think you're going to have close to the same number of events at the Grand, even with the end of the season coming little shorter?
Yeah, even with the end of the season coming about May 10th, I do think we'll have the same number of events every time. It seems like we're kind of finished adding events. Something pops up, whether it's something that, you know, that we're doing, working with an outside promoter, or just other events that, frankly, you forget have to be fit in that end of the year window. I just saw, something pop up on the calendar the other day, and I said, oh, of course, yeah, we normally do that in May. It didn't occur to me because we're living in that world of gearing up toward the shutdown next May. So yes, the schedule is, there aren't a lot of holes in the schedule. Right now, the most common thing I say when I get a phone call is like, no, our schedule is jammed. Well, we'd love to get it. No, I'm just telling you, we'd love a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yes, you and everybody else.
May as well ask for the moon.
Exactly.
And move backwards. But yeah, even moving backwards right now, you don't have much time after that as well.
Exactly. Which is a really good problem to have. But yes, it is losing a couple of months over the summer means that there's a lot of things that get pushed back into March, April, May of 26. And it means that we're gonna be busy right up until they kick us out.
that idea of the weekend, that brings me popped into my mind just now, because it was before Ian had left for Chicago. We were talking on the air about how sometimes with these big events, they're in the middle of the week. Yeah. You may hope that they would land on a weekend, but sometimes you just if you want to see this concert or this performance, whatever it may be, it has to be into the middle of the week. How difficult is it to get a major act, like, say, for a weekend?
It absolutely is a challenge. And, there are certain things people all the time say, oh, why don't you do your Broadway on the weekend? Well, because for us to do the Broadway on the weekend, we would have to do a minimum of three shows, sometimes even four shows, just because that's the way that those work. Wound up in a very fantastic situation this year with Mrs. Doubtfire being able to do that on a Saturday, because obviously they're taking Super Bowl Sunday off. But otherwise, that's just not an option. And so at times, it's part of the negotiation process. You may wind up with a show you want on a Friday, on a Thursday, or one on a Thursday, on a Tuesday. But you also know there are certain shows that just fit on weekends. And the thing is, with some of those shows, artists and agents know as well. There's, I would say, when we're working to book comedy, for example, with our friends at Outback Presents, probably the largest booker of comedy in North America, they're asking for Thursday through Sunday avails. They're not asking for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, because the comedians they work with know that's just not it's not the environment they want as a touring comedian. So it's, everybody sort of finds the right way. There are shows that work just fine.
Again, that's one of the interesting aspects of your job. I think, as you go into the future, get somebody to do a little documentary because there's so much, I think, that people don't know about that you put together. And again, I've used that example of being a general manager of baseball that I think a lot of us would love, because that's why they play fantasy baseball and fantasy football, because you get to be a general manager and you get to be a general manager and put all these pieces together. I imagine that is, there's probably a lot of stress involved, but boy, there's got to be a lot of fun as well.
Oh, absolutely. No, I mean, there's nothing better than a week like this week where you look at it and, going back last Friday, we put Marshall Tucker Band on sale. We put a second show for Mannheim Steamroller on sale. Roll into this week, we announce Steve-O and Justin Willman. And, we're going to be adding a second show for Cirque Musica Holiday as well. And so that's exciting. It's exciting to see that there's interest from artists and promoters and working in our space and in our market, and that we were able to make them work. We were able to figure out a way to make all the things work, the date and the deal and everything that that's there. And there are times where you look at it and go, that is not at all what I want to to deal with. And you've got issues with, especially with international artists right now, where it's hard for them to get visas. And so there's, put it this way, until the show actually plays on your stage, you always sort of live in that, what could happen to derail this? I guess sort of the same way. You can make a trade, bring up a player, whatever, but until they actually step in the batter's box or toe the slab, you don't know, is it actually going to work out?
We will have more with Sean Wright, the executive director of the Grand Theater of Wausau, coming up in just over 20 minutes. Our next local segment at 7:22 this morning. That is coming up. Also coming up, we have an information update, news, weather, and sports at the top and bottom of every hour. That's straight ahead. And then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back. The time is 7:22. The WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Again, we're talking to Sean Wright, the executive director of Wausau's Grand Theater and also the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation, here on 98.9 WXCO. But let's look ahead, because as you said, we're starting to start to roll. What are some of the big shows, number one, that are coming? And also the shows that people, we always like to say, hey, the tickets are starting to get lower and lower in terms of availabilities. Maybe some of the shows that people better start thinking about if they want to be there to make sure they get good tickets.
Yeah, away from Saturday, we have a really cool sort of they're actually calling it a festival, Mumfest. Here Come the Mummies, a very fascinating band, and they are fantastic rock and soul, R&B, funk. Funk's probably the best description of them. But they literally dress up as mummies. And the hook is, because it's a rotating cast of Nashville and LA musicians. Like, these are people who play in bands they play as side artists with artists that and love. And so for them to go out on their own, have the concealed identity, and you just you never know who these are, but a really, really cool show. And they're out with it's a fun concept. It's just a fun, loud, dancing, funky show.
Do you know who they are?
I do not know who they are.
Because my thought would be, when they come to Wausau, they got to come and grab something to eat downtown. And maybe if there's somebody that's recognizable, it's like, hey,
Yeah. It's you.
Exactly. So,
or look at the body type. I guess, I don't know. You can tell the body type how tall you are or something like that. That's
it's a really,
the mystery. The mystery needs to be solved.
And so they've got a couple of openers, Lucy Dacus and Platinum Moon. And, you know, it's just I appreciate a group who's like, no, we're going to turn this into a festival. Start the show at 7 o'clock. A couple of great artists playing full sets, and then the Mummies come on 9:30. Classic example. That show has to be on a weekend. We can't have an artist coming on at 9:30 on a Tuesday night. People should come out and enjoy it. It's a fun night to leave the kids at home and just check out a really cool band, and here come the Mummies and Mumfest. And then, as we get into October, a lot of shows with tickets going fast, Folsom Prison Experience, Illuminate as well. We still have some tickets for Adam's Family, but those are starting to really move also. And we dive right in over the next 30 days.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost as though, as you said, the run-up as we get to fall, it kind of turns a little bit because we still have the opportunity. We're going to have, a beautiful weekend for people to do their outdoor. It's probably a great weekend for you guys to have off. But then as you do get into the fall and some of those cooler nights and rainy nights, and then we get the winter, it just feels like, hey, that's the time you want to get nice and dressed up and get the jacket on and go into the Grand Theater and experience everything that's there. It's part of the change of the seasons is the idea of some of these great shows coming to the Grand.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the I have that conversation with colleagues in other venues, other markets all the time, and they're like, you know, well, summer is such a great time for us. And I said, because you're not in northern Wisconsin.
We savor it.
We want to be outside. We want to be on the 400 block. We want to be at Athletic Park. We want to be on the water. We want to be all those things. So come November, when we're looking and it's dark at 4:30 and we know what's ahead, like, oh no, that's a perfect time to look at the calendar and say what amazing things are going on at the Grand and the other arts organizations in this community, in this region, and take in shows and events to hopefully make the winter feel a little shorter.
Well, and something that we also touch on and that you're very proud to be supporting is the Central Wisconsin Jerry Ensemble. And I saw that last weekend during the Festival of Arts that they were sort of their coming out party.
Yes. And that's the first performance of the year.
And you got to be proud of when you see something such as the Festival of Arts, because I do think that what you provide at the Grand gets people connected in a way that maybe they otherwise wouldn't be. And that spreads, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's one of the things that makes this community unique is that there are communities like ours that have a Festival of the Arts or have a Grand or have a Woodson Art Museum or have these things, but they tend to have one of those entities, maybe two. The great thing about this community is we have all of these things and that they're supported. People come out, Festival of the Arts, people come to shows at the Grand, take classes at the CVA, go to the Woodson for Birds and Art. It's this really fantastic arts ecosystem that we have in this region, and people are supportive of all of it to allow it not just to survive, but to flourish. And that is something that makes Wausau unique compared to a lot of similar communities.
It's frankly amazing to me because there's limited amounts of money. I mean, I'm sorry, it's like for the average person in Central Wisconsin, and yet you all seem to work together in a way, and it's not probably not an intentional way, but it just it flows in a way that is kind of special in this area.
Yeah, it is, and I think the thing that happens is it's just so embedded in community. It's interesting for me when I meet people in other parts of the state who grew up here, had family here, and inevitably, first thing they talk about most of the time is, I grew up going to my grandparents lived in Wausau, I grew up going to things at the Grand, or, your art museum is incredible, I come back and do that, or just met somebody a couple of weeks ago over in the Green Bay area who was talking about how much they love Chalk Fest. They heard about this Chalk Fest thing and come back for that, and when you combine it with the outdoor amenities we have, and it's Granite Peak, or the Whitewater Course, all those things, it all sort of works hand in glove to make it a better place to live and work and for people to visit.
So many great shows coming up, and as we always finish, the best way to get those tickets.
Best way to get those tickets is grandtheater.org. And especially this time of year, as we have some shows like Cirque Musica, Teresa Caputo, some others that are selling out, we just remind people, visit the website, grandtheater.org. Don't just type in Grand Theater tickets, Teresa Caputo, Wausau, because you wind up at Vivid Seats or StubHub or SeatGeek or somewhere like that, and you wind up paying way way, way over face value. And yes, so please visit there and visit the newly launched grand100.org for all of the second century information so you can learn more and be a part of that transformative campaign as
well. We will certainly be talking more about that as it gets closer and closer. So much excitement going on at the Grand. Sean, thank you very much.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Sean Wright, again, Executive Director of the Grand Theater and Wausau Performing Arts Foundation. He joins us every other week, every other Thursday, here on the WXEO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Coming up on 7:30, we will have the Farm Report, part of our information update, a look at the weather, and a whole bunch more. I'll be back at 7:52. Keep it right here. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, 98.9 WXEO. WXEO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXEO, online at WXEO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXEO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 7:53. We are live from our downtown studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Temperature stands at 59 degrees. It is Thursday morning, the 11th day of September, 2025. So much that could be talked about here on this September 11th. It is 24 years since 9/11. I think anybody that was living on that day can recall what they were doing. For myself, it was similar to what I'm doing here this morning. I was working on the radio. In fact, I was working down in Stevens Point at a radio station in Stevens Point during the morning show. And when the first reports came in, the thought was, no, it was an accident. Somehow an airplane accidentally, for whatever reason, could have been mechanical issues, could have been some sort of technical issue, somehow ended up hitting the top of one of the towers of the World Trade Center. And then, of course, the second plane went in, and all of a sudden, everything changed. Everything changed. It was basically known that this was not an accident. This was not something that was just coincidental. And I remember in the aftermath, in the next couple of days, as the continuous coverage went on and we were on the airwaves and talking about this. And I remember being home one of those nights and thinking, how much I wish we could have gone back just a few more days to when things were normal. And in some respects, things have not ever gone back to that normal, the normal that we had back on September the 10th of 2001. I can still remember what I was actually doing on September the 10th, 2001. I remember there was a Monday night football game between the New York Giants and the Denver Broncos. I don't know why I can remember that, but I can remember that. And that was basically, in some respects, the last normal day that we've seen. And it ties in now to what happened yesterday. The news that conservative activist, that's one way to put it, Charlie Kirk, was assassinated in an act of political violence yesterday. The gun person, still at large. And there's so many ways we can go about this discussion. One way I want to spend a couple of moments on is the importance of leadership. In our country's history, we have seen numerous times of crisis. And One reason that the country's been able to get through times of crisis was the fortunate blessing of good leadership. And I go back to when I was a kid, one instance where a political figure that now, as I look back, I disagreed with a lot of, especially economic policy, and that's Ronald Reagan, came through big time. When I was in middle school, it was the space shuttle tragedy, where a teacher was the first teacher to go into space. Krista McAuliffe was part of that crew, and the space shuttle blew up. And whether you were a Republican, Democrat, Independent, whether you were a supporter or somebody who did not support Ronald Reagan, he stepped up. He said the words that were needed. He provided some leadership to try to bring a country broken by this tragedy together. That's what we need in these circumstances. And it's not just this one yesterday. We needed it just a couple of months ago. And I'm going to bring up the name Hortman, as people like Derek Van Orden and folks on Fox News weep for the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Didn't see much in terms of weeping or outrage at an act of political violence a couple of months ago in Minnesota. We saw Donald Trump speak yesterday after this tragedy, not bringing people together. Threatening again, basically, in a way, looking to use this in order to continue his totalitarian grip on this country. It's not too late. It's not too late for true leadership within all parties to show up. And if the President of the United States, a Republican, won't step up, there are other Republican leaders that can step up, not by rage tweeting, as we heard Pat Kreitlow take a look at the social media timeline of Derek Van Orden earlier in this hour. We need true leadership that looks beyond who got assassinated. It's a tragedy no matter who gets assassinated. We can agree with Melissa Hortman's politics and disagree with Charlie Kirk's, but it's still an outrage and wrong. And to look at these through partisan lenses is wrong. It doesn't mean you can't be truthful about a person after they go, because I think that saying what Charlie Kirk was in life is not desecrating the dead. It's also about being truthful in these situations as well. But you can't have selective outrage when it comes to political assassination. Coming up, top of the hour news update. And then at 8:06, I will be joining Pat Kreitlow for my weekly segment with Pat on Thursdays at 8:06. And then I'll be back again at 8:22 as well for another edition of the WXCO Morning Report. Coming up on 8 o'clock here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. and on the Civic Media app. Chad Holmes flying solo here this morning. Ian Welsh, he left right after the show yesterday. Headed down to Chicago with his dad because he's going to go and see the Doobie Brothers and also a Jimmy Buffett band that plays Jimmy Buffett's music. So we look forward to hearing a report from Ian Welsh about his trek down to Chicago coming up tomorrow morning here on the program. That also means we will not have a number for the day. Going to take a break on that one coming up as I'm going to be right back here. No, actually, I'm going to stay around because I doggone it. The folks at the door have to wait. That's one of the things when you have a situation where I'm recording an interview coming up after this segment is done. And usually if we have me and myself, I'm on the air. they're trying to get in. You can't get in yet. You can't get in yet. I'm on the air, so I can't get to you yet. you're seeing live radio at its best right here. I tell you, it's one of those situations where we're on the air live, and there's somebody that I'm gonna do an interview with for the show tomorrow morning. That's outside, and we're trying to use hand signals. Doggone it! I tell you, we need. I say it all the time. I appreciate Ian Welsh more when he's not here than when he is here. Not to say I don't appreciate him when he's here. I do see that that it's a case where when he's not here, I kind of realize, boy, I'm in trouble. And it was the same thing last night when we did the big high school sports show. Hope you were with us for the big high school sports show last night. If you missed it, we had Abbotsford head football coach Jacob Natmiller on, and we also had Wausau West senior Shay Jones as a guest as well. If you missed it, you can go to our website, wxco.fm or civicmedia.us, click on the shows, and then go to sports, and you'll be able to find the big high school sports show and listen to it there as a podcast. But also, you can subscribe as a podcast on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast. So just search Big High School Sports Show on Spotify and then subscribe and be able to listen to all the previous episodes as well on Spotify. Quickly noting that tonight the Packers are in action. Sean Wright was with us earlier today, and I was talking to Sean when he left, and he's heading to Green Bay tonight. I'm sure many of you are heading to Green Bay as well as the Packers take on the Washington Commanders, looking to get off to a quick 2-0 start. If the Packers win tonight, they'll be the first team in the NFL to be 2-0 on the season. So again, Packers and Washington tonight. If you're heading over to Titletown, hopefully you'll be able to have a lot of fun, and should be a really nice evening. And I was talking to Sean as well when he was leaving. I said, you know, that is the exact night I would kind of want to go. I haven't gone to a Packer game in a long time, but I just have no stomach to sit in the cold anymore. So a game in late November or December, not for me. I prefer to sit on the couch, be able to watch the Packers in comfort. And I think a lot of us, and actually tonight, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't have Amazon Prime. That's where the game is. It's on Amazon tonight. Got to figure something out, I guess. Maybe just listen to the radio. There you go. I love listening to the radio, so I think I'll be listening to the Packers on the radio tonight. And don't forget, tomorrow night we have a pair of high school football games. I will be at Steam Stadium as the Wausau West Warriors take on the DC Evergreens, big one in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. We will have live coverage starting with the pregame show at 6:35 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. That's, again, Wausau West taking on DC Everest high school football tomorrow night. On 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And then also tomorrow night, Tom Weaver is back with us. Boy, I've been missing Tom. He has not been available for the early part of the season, but now he is back, and he will be over at Newman Catholic in Ballyett Field as the Newman Catholic Cardinals will be taking on Niagara, the Niagara Badgers. That game can be heard live on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.fm. And the Civic Media app. Again, the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.fm and the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. That game can also be heard on a tape delay basis following the Wausau West game tomorrow night here on 98.9 WXCO. Something else I want to mention is that we are very proud to be the only Wausau radio station that still provides live play-by-play of high school sports here on on the radio. And though we need support, our advertisers are the ones that are able to keep us on the air. If you are a person or a business that appreciates our coverage of high school athletics, please reach out to us, because we are in desperate need right now of further advertiser support. Just reach out to us on our social media or through, by going to our website and hitting the contact, and we'll get you the information just to take a peek at it. So, again, if you're able to, that would be terrific. We're going to take a timeout. Bottom of the hour, news update is coming up, and then Joe Lepecki will be joining Pat Kreitlow coming up as well. It is the WXCO Morning Report here on 98.9 WXCO. I've got a pocket full of holes. Head in the clouds, the king of fools. You've got a ribbon and rainbow and sun in your eyes.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.